I broke my focus from Ethan to see where he had pulled over. We were in the hills, and the area looked strangely familiar. Watching me as I tried to determine where I'd seen this view before, he chuckled while resting his hands on my hips. "Where are we?" I asked, giving up on figuring out myself.
"It's a surprise. We have some extra time before our reservation with my friend Reese."
A tiny grin curled on my pensive face. Ethan gave me a dimpled smile, and my stomach slowly started to unknot with his excitement. His fingers circled my hips, making my nerves start to tingle in a good way.
"Well, you never disappoint me. What are we doing?"
"There's a trail I want to hike."
"Are you serious? I'm in wedges and a dress."
"I grabbed those shorts of yours I love and that low-cut halter top you set out with them. I threw in some cargo shorts and a tank top for myself."
I shook my head at the shenanigans he tended to pull when I wasn't paying attention, which apparently was often. We looked around for spectators and changed clothes when the coast was clear. I made sure we did so not facing each other, or we wouldn't go anywhere. Ethan grabbed a backpack he had thrown in with the clothes before we began hiking.
"How long is this trail?" I inquired after 20 minutes, though it was perfectly fine if it took a while to get there.
I enjoyed the view of him in front of me, and my fear subsided as my view of his body soothed me. As we walked, I tried to decipher some of his tattoos more, but the countless chicks who dropped their jaws at him kept distracting me. Ethan stopped and took my hand.
"It's another 25 minutes. Why do you let other women bother you? I don't even see them," Ethan said, clearly tickled by my jealousy.
"Have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately, especially with what you have on right now? I'm surprised I can even function. This is why I prefer you in your suits. Most of your body is covered, and my brain doesn't have to work so damn hard to pull out a thought that isn't dirty," I said with a roll of my eyes.
"I love that my body does that to you."
"Always will, love,"
Ethan said, pressing a soft kiss to my cheek. "I'm fine with it, too. It's done wonders to calm me down," I replied with less amusement. Ethan squeezed my hand before stopping us again. Draping his arms along my ass, his fingers dug from my jeans pockets, where he slid them in and gave me a soft pinch.
"You asked the questions, Mia. I told you the truth. Now, I need you to do something for me,"
Ethan requested, staring intently into my eyes.
"What?" I asked, not bothering to hide my suspicions.
His eyes and hands sent a variety of feelings through me, and most of them journeyed south, while the rest of me tried to shove our conversation in the car to the side, for sanity's sake.
"I love you more than anything in this world. I'll never let anyone hurt you. I need you to believe me because I can see in your eyes you don't. I'll always keep you out of harm's way, even if it leaves me with some ugly choices to make,"
Ethan declared in a devout tone. Placing my hands along his hips, I took a steady breath. "I know you'll do everything in your power to protect me, but it's not just about me." Ethan shook his head as he urged us forward again, leaving one hand in my pocket. I shifted my own to do the same, and we continued along silently.
"Can I ask you something?"
Ethan spoke up, and I nodded.
"Why do you put everyone else above yourself? I don't understand why you hold yourself in such low regard. I can't figure out whether it's because of this past year or goes farther back."
"Ethan, we both had screwed up childhoods. It's affected us in different ways. Pick something else if you want to interrogate me," I snapped, increasing my pace uphill, but he kept in stride with me as we traveled along the dusty trail.
"I'm not about to discuss my fucked up psyche. We have more than enough issues as it is without piling that on too."
"Don't get mad. You've been the one on the Inquisition. A while back, you mentioned you haven't traveled around the States much. Which do you want to see the most?"
Ethan asked, genuinely curious. Grinning, I pinched his ass in appreciation of him changing the topic. "I liked your suggestion of Hawaii." His grip tightened as he leaned over to whisper in my ear.
"Hawaii it is. It would be perfect for Christmas, which is coming up faster than we think."
"Let's get through the next couple weeks before we put anything on the books."
"I'm going to break you of that habit yet. I'll force you to start planning a future if it's the last thing I do," Ethan said, giving my stomach a playful pat.
"You can try, babe. I think we both know I'm rather stubborn," I pointed out, laughing.
"You're the poster child for stubborn. I'm considering contacting Webster's and giving them your picture so they have a visual to go with the definition, Ethan quipped. Stopping, he pulled his hand out of my back pocket and wrapped it around my waist as he urged us off the trail. We were behind the Hollywood sign, and the sight in front of us was Los Angeles in all its glory. Skyscrapers popped up in the background, but what caught my eye was the lake weaving into the picture. Ethan squeezed me against him, and I gazed over to see him at peace, his eyes lingering along the lake. "It's beautiful. Thank you for sharing," I whispered. Ethan beamed. "You're beautiful. This is just a fun place to see a different side of L.A."